This podcast is brought to you by levelup111.com, the home of high vibrational awareness and positivity.
Oh, legendary soul!
My name is Joff, and I assist legends raise their vibration. Yeah, this is a powerful message, this one. It's a beautiful one, and it's a simple one, yet it's so... How do you put it? It's a... doesn't get spoken about as much as you would think, as it will in the future. Let's put it that way. So yes, self-worth and enough. You know, that's a, it's a, these are key lessons to remember who you are and your experience, in my perception. Because that's the thing with the system. We're born into a system as a collective of low self-worth. It's basically slavery. You've got to do more. You're not good enough. That kind of shit. That's the system. Whereas the universe, divinity, is you are perfect the way you are. You are doing enough. You just got to feel it. And you just got to be it within yourself. That's what this message is about. This is a bit of a message, a little dance here about self-worth. And that's what I'm talking about. It's like, what is self-worth? You know, it's like, yeah, but, you know, I think I'm worthy and that kind of stuff. But it's like, go deep with that. You know, go deep with that. Worthy. Because, you know, what I put out there for you legends out there, it's the whole enough dance. You know, you're enough, you're worthy. You're worthy of respect. And what are you enough of? You're whole. You're complete. You don't need anything else. That's the whole game. That's the dance. You don't need anything outside of yourself. The seeking is purely and simply within. For once you find who you are and yourself and your, you know, your mission, your purpose, that kind of thing, there's no more looking outside. You're just creating. Creating the reality that you want, and that's going to overflow for the legends out there, because the reality that you want, once you've found yourself and your purpose, is going to be a beautiful place for everyone. A place of peace, a place of purity. It's coming in hot. 2025, what a great time. What a great time. I'm very grateful. And that's where I'm going to start this one at. And for me, respect is one of the words that I probably say the most. I don't probably say it too often on here, because usually it's a response that I kind of use it to others when they're saying really positive stuff. Respect, you know, that's usually a response that I share when I hear something that you know, it's positive. And that word is probably one of the most powerful words that exists. It's probably the number one value of my experience is respect. Because if you respect me, I will respect you. I will always respect you. But if you don't respect me, well then that's when boundaries have to come up. And why do boundaries need to exist? And I don't like to say need too much. But in this experience, protecting yourself is something that it's a great idea to do. From negative energies, entities, from other legends in your experience that may be taking your energy away from you, taking your breath away from you, putting you down, putting out there that you're not good enough, putting you into lack. Because all of what I just shared takes away your self-worth and it puts you in not enough. You need more. You need something outside of yourself. You're not enough, but you are enough. That's the depth of this one. I've come far with my messages. Some of my earlier messages, I'd be telling you the end game and be like, just get there, you know? But it's like, how do you get there, Joff? And that's the thing, is that's why I feel honored that I get to share a lot of these messages, because this one here, this is 2025, baby. This is the highest frequency that humanity's experienced for a long time, which we are all tapping into right now, whether we like it or not, whether we know it or not. And that's why I feel honored to share this message that working on your self-worth and feeling enough is one of the most powerful things you can do to live in your truth, to live your purpose, to live your life. So not have to do more all the time. You don't have to do more. Do less. Look after yourself. Sort yourself out. Because when you look after yourself and you sort yourself out and you realize you're whole and complete and you are enough and that you have, you know, you deserve to be respected, which is, you know, nice self-worth, you're living. You're overflowing the highest vibrational frequency, the most positive frequency that exists right now. And what that does is that allows others to tap into that energy by being around your energy. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy? Think about it. When you're in a room of people and there's some that you don't know, there's some that you know, who are you magnetized towards? Think about it for a second. Is it the most positive ones? The happiest ones? It could simply just be the ones that are in vibrational alignment with you. So maybe that's the thing with this message, that this can go kind of two ways. It's usually if you're on your path and you're positively polarized and you're really, you know, you love life, you're a liver of life, well, you're going to be attracted to positivity and happiness. You know, I mean, that's the thing with this, is it goes deep, this message, because if you're not feeling whole and complete and not and enough, sometimes you're attracted to that energy that completes you. Which, that's the thing with this awareness right here, is that if you focus that energy, you look at someone, you're like, wow, what is it about them that completes me? You know what I mean? Because you're whole and complete, you don't need them. And it's about feeling into that energy, feel it, look at it, and then bring it into your life. Make a few decisions that are going to bring that into your life. And if it's to bring in smiling more, for example, if someone's really smiling, I want to smile, that guy's smiling, that's great, I want that. You know, it's like, don't take that guy's energy and focus. I want that guy in my life. He's my way to happiness. That's the thing with this. It's about looking at the smile, maybe asking him a couple questions. Hey, how you smiling? Like, what's going on? What's going on in your life? You know, teach me your ways, because we are all learners and teachers. Teach, learner, learn, teacher. That's what we are, all of us. So. And that's the thing, is if you look into a, you know, you're in a room of legends, or, you know, you just magnetize towards someone that's really strong, you know, instead of just being around them to strengthen, to be, you know, to basically keep you safe, ask them some questions or feel into what it is within them that makes you feel safe, makes you feel strong, and bring it into your experience. That's the thing with a lot of the things that I share, a lot of the messages that I share. It's some of them are overnight fixes, like breath work. You could just breathe right now. There's no fixing. It's just an overnight hack of life. You know, let's just do like 10 to 20 deep breaths right now. Just into the nose, out through the mouth. And that's the beautiful thing about this message right here, is that if you came with me, or if you felt a little bit of what just took place by doing it with breathing, it's one of the most quickest hacks to feel good. And a lot of the time, the ones that you're magnetized towards, they're great breathers. They might not know it, but they're excellent breathers. They're able to be in their breath. Yeah. Because in their breath is their power. That's what life's about. It's about breathing. Who would have thought, huh? Who would have thought? And that's this message here. It's again, you know, only you can feel whole and complete within yourself. Only you. And that's the thing, is if others continuously drag you down, hold you back, limit you, do that kind of stuff, that's going to stop you from your potential. That's going to stop you from who you are. You are whole, you are complete. You are a legend, you are unlimited. And that's the thing with this, is that only yourself holds you back. because you're allowing the others to hold you back. It goes deep, this one. It's good to look around and to see, oh, that person's doing this, that person's doing that, that's it. And that's where it comes to you to stand up for yourself and to say, hey, I don't like how you're treating me. That's not on. That's disrespectful. I know what that's doing. Because that's the thing with this, is that people putting you down, making you feel small, they're putting you in a box. They're putting you below them. Because a lot of them, they don't feel enough. They don't feel whole and complete themselves. So what do? They feed off others' energy. And this goes to the system, ladies and gentlemen, legends out there. The system is like a big bully. The system wants you to feel like shit. The system wants you to feel like a slave. The system wants you to feel not enough. The system wants you to not be whole and complete. Why? And why does a big bully want that as well? Because they want to have control of you. They want to have power over you. They want to... yeah. They want you to be a puppet for them, essentially. That's deep, though, the puppet stuff, but it's the truth. It's a use. They want to use you. And that's why standing up for yourself, all the legends that are listening to my stuff, I'm sure there'll be a lot of gentle souls out there. It's a great idea for you legends to stand up for yourself. Whatever that looks like. You know, I always suggest to stand up for yourself with just calmness and words and reason. You know, that's the thing, is if people can't listen to reason and calmness and you're asking them to respect you, well, then that's when distances, you know, and letting go has got a, you know, great idea to take place. Boundaries. Boundaries is something that it took me a while to learn. I feel like it's a really beautiful divine feminine thing, boundaries. You know, a lot of men, they might not have develop boundaries because it's a very divine feminine thing. And you know, the men have got masculine and feminine, the women have got feminine and masculine within them. It's a great idea for men to feel into developing boundaries, developing just if there's disrespect taking place in your experience, to let others know, and to, you know, as I say in a lot of my messages, do no harm, take no shit. You know, of course, do no harm. Of course, live your life. Live your life. You know, just what drama TV wants you to do. Wants you to look outside of yourself. Wants you to look around. Whereas when you look at yourself, there's no looking around. You know? Doing no harm is obvious. That's how it, that's life. But taking no shit, that's the other side of it as well. And standing up for yourself is essential. It's protection from negative energy, because negative energy is the system. The system overflows to many via the news, via limiting programs, via, there's a lot of means, there's a lot of methods. This goes deep and you can feel into that. Check out a lot of my other messages. I talk about the system a lot. I know the system. I was born in the system. I learned a lot from it. On my journey through the system, I learned about life. I learned about myself. I learned about what they were doing to me and what they do to everyone. And they're just big bullies. Essentially, any bullies in your experience attempting to put you down, lower your vibration, telling you not good enough, telling you've got to do more, the ones that are in lack, all they want you to do is to feed them. They want to be fed by you, by the way. By them putting you down, there's energy that oozes out of you. That when you don't feel good, they take it. And they're like, oh, that feels good. I don't understand it, to be honest. It's, I've experienced it, ladies and gentlemen, legends out there. And I invite you to take or leave anything I say, first and foremost. And I also invite you to observe when the next person that someone puts you down, someone that limits you. And they're not all doing it on purpose. They're not all doing it for a lot of those reasons. But what they are doing is they are saying that you're not good enough, firstly. And the second thing that they're doing is they're saying that you're not whole and complete because you've got to do this and then you'll be whole and complete. Or you should be doing that. And and it diminishes self-worth. It's a message, this one, that I feel honored to share it with you, legends, to focus on your self-worth. And the ones that are around you that are giving you a lot of self-worth, give them respect, please. For me, do it for me. Nah, don't do it for me. Do it for you. I'm a big respecter of the legends out there that are encouraging others, that are inspiring others, that are overflowing their joy and happiness to others. I thank you. Thank all of you. Because you are the light. You are the legends out there. You are the breath. You are the energy that is assisting in this fifth dimensional shift in consciousness. Not the ones that are telling you're not good enough. Though, you know, you got to do more, that you are, you know, yeah. Those ones there, you know, they got to do what they got to do. I am neutral towards them. They are serving a purpose. They are essentially evolutioners. You can check out my evolutioners podcast. They are pushing you to fulfill your potential. However, it's a good idea to stand up to the evolutioners to fulfill your potential and stand up for yourself. And then they will turn into... when you stand up to bullies that actually want to learn and better themselves, they're going to learn from you standing up to them and from essentially demanding respect. And they're going to learn for themselves. They're going to be like, hang on a second, who's doing that to me? And then they're from evolutioners, from the being like that kind of energy, they begin a whole new journey. A journey of going within instead of having to go outside for their energy. They go within for their energy. Because the power is within, ladies and gentlemen, legends out there. In stillness and silence, the power is within. Everything is within. The breath is within. Your wisdom is within. The universe is within every single one of us. In stillness and silence and in your breath comes so much. And that's why I invite you to feel into this message and, you know, feel into your self-worth. And set some intentions, maybe do some affirmations about how you want to feel about yourself. And allow that to overflow. Because when you feel good about yourself, you naturally overflow that to the next. And it's up to the next legend out there to ask you, hey man, how do you feel so good? What are you doing? Not for them to extract it off you and to be like, put you down. Because I've witnessed life, legends out there. I've witnessed this experience. I see a lot of the kids. The kids are pure. They're innocent souls. And what do the older parents do? They put them down. They feed off them. They don't mean to, some of them. Some of them probably do. I don't understand it. But the kids are pure, innocent souls, happy. They're happy, Joe Lucky, laughing. And then all of a sudden someone's like, don't do that. What are you doing that for? Do this. And then all of a sudden takes them out of their breath, takes their energy out. And the person that's on a bit of a power trip extracts that energy and takes that energy. Makes the innocent being. It could be the inner child within an older being as well, like an adult as well. Makes them not feel very good. Takes away their self-worth. It says that they're not whole and complete. But that's a lie. Because all of us right now, we are whole and complete. We are perfect the way we are right now. And that's why I invite you to find out. If you're going to seek, if you're going to look, don't look outside. Look within. Seek within. Feel into how, like feel into the value that you give others out there. Feel into that. That's going to raise your self-worth. Feel into why you're a legend. That's going to raise your self-worth. Feel into all the beautiful things that you've done in your life. Not the negative ones. A lot of people, like the Matrix, wants us to focus on the negatives, of course, because that's what the Matrix is. Negative energy system is negative energy. Focus on the positives, though, of your experience. What are the beautiful things you've done for others? What are the beautiful things you've done in your life? Focus on that. Look at that. That's going to assist your self-worth rise. I encourage you to love yourself, to look after yourself. Do the best that you can. That's all you can do. I encourage you to breathe. to be your best version and value it. Value when you're your best version and you're encouraging others and being positive to others, value that. Give that worth, because you're assisting in this shift in consciousness where, you know, this place is only going to get better and better and better, because there's legends out there sharing love and light, sharing positive energy, assisting others to stand up for themselves. I love that. Sharing the magic of Mother Gaia and all the plants. Sharing beautiful music and positive energy. Whatever it is. Overflowing their wisdom, their magic, the magic within, sharing dance, whatever it is. The magic that is within overflows. Because when you're overflowing, your cup is full and overflowing, you overflow naturally for everyone. And that's why it's not a journey of accumulating material things or going outside yourself and continuously having to do shit to feel good. You don't need to do anything to feel good, because, you know, it's all within yourself. And that's the journey of this land, the journey of this experience. It's funny, we did a bit of breathing before. That was how a quick hack to feel good. And the other hack, well, not hack to feel good quickly, it's about discipline. It's about you're on your journey, go deep within. That's what I'm saying. Ask questions to others. Seek. If you want to feel happy, look for happiness within yourself. There should be no seeking outside. Again, if others on the outside appear in your experience that you want, that's what you want, you want to feel what they're feeling, ask them key questions. I'd love to answer those questions. It's going to assist their self-worth. Because they're small. They don't even realize that their smile beams and does magic for others. They don't know that. Some do. I make a lot of people aware that their smile raises the vibration of everyone around them. And that's what this is about. It's about we continuously raise the vibration, raise the frequency of each and every single one of us around us. By raising our frequency. Isn't that so, so simple? Life is so simple. Life is so simple. Go within, legends. I encourage you to go within. Find seek. Find stillness. Find silence. If you are to seek, seek within. The answers are within. Because when you go within, you might have to go through, face different experiences that have happened in the past. Face them, feel them, let them go. Learn from them, rewire them to be positive. And then let them go. And I know all of this is easier said than done. However, listen to this again. This is a prescription of positivity. I feel honored to share it. Prescription of peace. So go deep within yourself. Stand up for yourself, please. Do yourself a favor. Do everyone a favor and stand up for yourself. Don't take shit. That doesn't have to happen. You don't have to do that. You don't have to be the nice guy or the nice girl all the time. You are. You're already that legend. Standing up for yourself is being the nice guy or the nice girl, because you're not allowing your frequency to be dropped by one individual. Stand up for yourself. Value yourself. Be you. Because you are perfect the way you are. Prescription of love. Look at yourself in the mirror. Why do you love yourself? Feel into the love within. Because when you love yourself, naturally, you will naturally overflow and love others. That's how it goes down. A lot of the legends out there in your experience that they're naturally overflowing their love for others, they love themselves. And it's not an ego thing or whatever. They love their soul. They love who they are. And that's beautiful. It shouldn't be frowned upon. It's like when the Matrix wants you to, the system wants you to love, like when they love the identity and what you've become, you've achieved, your success. Like that's a little bit of a trap, you know. It's about loving who you are. When you love who you are, you know, there is no looking outside. Loving your soul, loving who you are. instead of loving the identity and what you look like and, you know, that kind of side of things. It's, yeah, it's that's a beautiful thing as well. Your looks are beautiful, but that's on the outside. It's about within. It's a journey deep within. You know, as I always say in my messages, and I always like to share, take or leave anything I say. I'm an empower though, yeah? I'm an empower. I empower you to remember who you are. Remember you're a legend. And that you're whole and complete the way you are right now. You don't need anything. You just got to stop. Deep rest. Just a session out in sacred land in nature. Simply seeking deep rest. So if you're ever in your head, get in a chair, go out to nature, seek some deep rest, huh? And the four rests. That's what they're there for. They're there for resting. Because you're after deep rest. Maybe not you. I'm just putting it out there. A lot of legends out there. The forest has got you. I'm a messenger, yeah? I'm a messenger. I share wisdom. But the forest have got you. The forest are going to weaponize you. They're going to give you the deep rest. They're going to allow the wisdom to come out from within you. Because the forest loves you so much, as does the universe. If you enjoyed this and you feel it can benefit someone, please feel free to share it. With an open mind and an open heart, anything is possible. Peace and love to you all.